You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force from Wisconsin is helping with Hurricane Helene relief. Members of Wisconsin Task Force 1 have specialized training and capabilities which can deploy in Wisconsin and beyond. 16 members of the Swiftwater Rescue Team left over the weekend to help with search efforts in North Carolina. They come from 8 fire departments from across the state. Donald Trump returns to Milwaukee for the first time since accepting the Republican nomination for president. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Trump delivered a subdued speech focusing on educational matters, particularly criticizing the low reading proficiency rates in Milwaukee public schools. The former president also addressed recent events in the Middle East.
I think even Iran would have been in the Abraham Accords. Ultimately, it would have been great for everybody, and you would have had peace in the Middle East.
Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Kamala Harris campaigns in the Fox Valley tomorrow. The Wisconsin Democratic Party is outraising the state Republican Party at a rate of almost 4-1 this year. The Democrats have raised nearly $20 million, while the state GOP has pulled in not quite $5 million. Both parties filed their September fundraising reports this week. Big donations are driving the numbers for both parties. Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin have picked new presidential electors. 10 Wisconsin Republicans posed as fake electors for Donald Trump 4 years ago. They agreed to a settlement last year that called for them to admit Joe Biden won. They also agreed not to serve as electors in any election involving Trump. A new report on agribusiness consolidation calls for better enforcement of antitrust laws. The report's author is Basil Musharbish.
It doesn't have to be this way. These firms are smart and powerful. They've executed strategies over decades. The U.S. government allowed it because we made policy decisions not to enforce the antitrust laws. We can take action to fix that.
The report finds decades of mergers have reduced competition, leading to higher costs for farmers and consumers. The risk of wildfires is higher than normal this week. The Department of Natural Resources is asking people to check for fire danger levels before doing any outdoor burning. The forecast calls for dry, windy weather. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher issued a proclamation calling on everyone to recognize the complexity of partner violence and the fear of many survivors to report to law enforcement. Domestic violence affects people of all genders, ages, and groups. It can cause homelessness, financial expenses, and long-term consequences, especially to children. This year's theme is working together to help heal victims, hold space for survivors, and center those most vulnerable. If you're hunting this fall and you find ticks, dead or alive, Marshfield Clinic wants them. They're continuing their tick collection to conduct research on diseases carried by ticks. You can request a prepaid collection kit by emailing tics@marshfieldclinic.org or call 715-389-7796. The Wausau absentee ballot drop box has now been returned to its original place outside of City Hall, bolted down and secured by the city clerk. According to Mayor Doug Denny, he removed the box because it was not secure. The mayor gave suggestions for the drop box being more secure, saying he wanted better lighting and a live camera on the box for him to feel safe. Denny also says he wants to give the community and city council a chance to bring it to a vote. This incident is currently being investigated by the Portage County Sheriff's Office. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced Monday it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plug. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin, as most rural parts of the state do not have access, limiting travel for EVs. Breast cancer is becoming an increasingly common diagnosis in women under the age of 40. Younger women have denser breast tissue. Cecilia Strode is an MD and breast surgeon at Aspirus.
mammogram may not be enough, especially if they have other risk factors. And so what we add to that is screening MRI. And with a screening MRI, we can find very small tumors also in women who have dense breasts that would have otherwise gone unrecognized.
However, unless deemed medically necessary, screening MRIs are not completely covered by all insurance in the U.S. Lifestyle choices can reduce your chances of developing cancer.
The Mediterranean diet is kind of the recommended diet at this point. More physical activity and exercise is better, but even a little bit goes a long way.
Also, zero alcohol intake. Are you a senior and need your vehicle checked over before winter? There's a free event on Saturday at the Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. It'll be from 10 to 2 on Saturday, October 5th. Car technicians will complete a 12-point vehicle inspection and provide a list of any problems discovered during the inspection. It's best if you can make an appointment, as drive-ins are not guaranteed service. You can call Lindy at the ADRC at 715-346-1409. October is National Dental Hygiene Month. Healthy Peoplewood County is reminding us that oral health is connected to overall health. Did you know that poor gum health can worsen blood sugar control in people with diabetes? It's important to brush twice daily, floss daily, limit foods and beverages that are high in added sugar, and have a yearly dental checkup and professional cleaning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-three wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
Like we said all year, we are undaunted. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Jordan Love is expected to make his second straight start after missing two games with a sprained MCL. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Things will not get any easier for Sean Diddy Combs. His enemies are coming out of the woodwork, and that includes 50 Cent. The rapper teamed up with Netflix to make a docuseries about Combs' sex scandal. 50 Cent's real name is Curtis Jackson, and he said he's been warning people about Combs for years. He followed up a social media post about the docuseries with a picture of baby oil in reference to the thousands of bottles that were found during an FBI raid on Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles. Proceeds from the docuseries will go to assist victims of sexual abuse. FIFA has announced that the World Cup will have its first halftime show. The World Cup in 2026 will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey and follow in the footsteps of American football, or the NFL, with a championship game halftime show. International advocacy organization Global Citizen just signed a four-year partnership with FIFA and will produce the show. The group's mission is to end extreme poverty. Okay, DC Comics fans, there is yet another movie in the pipeline. A film that will feature Batman villains Deathstroke and Bane is being developed. A Hollywood Reporter says the project is in the early stages. How early? There is only a writer and producer attached. The studio is in the middle of its search for a director and actors. Update your resumes. We haven't heard much from Haley Joel Osment lately, although he does turn up from time to time. As an 11-year-old, the actor was Oscar-nominated for his role in The Sixth Sense opposite Bruce Willis. Despite his tender age, the two became friends, and Osment said the friendship with Willis lasted long after the shooting, as Willis would call to check in on him from time to time over the years. Willis was diagnosed with dementia 2 years ago at the age of 69. Inside Out is the gift that keeps on giving to its fans and obviously to those who created the film. Disney has announced the film received 31 million plus views in its first 5 days of release on Disney Plus. According to Variety, this is the biggest premiere for a film on Disney Plus since 2021's Encanto. The film is the highest grossing animated film of all time and so far the highest grossing film of 2024. Frankie Valli is speaking up. Not on stage, he's been lip-syncing there. After rumors that Valley has been forced on stage to perform, the 90-year-old legend says he is there of his own choosing because he loves to perform. In addition to seemingly going through the motions, Valley has looked frail in concert videos that have gone viral. Valley released a statement to People.com clarifying that he is not being forced on stage, although the statement was in print, so there is no way to tell if it was lip-synced. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid-70s for a high this afternoon. The wind south gusting to around 25 at times. Tonight, clear. We'll drop into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.